Zogt Heilige Mishna weiter, Masech des Ahalas, Perek Yud Ches, Mishna Dala, the third type of Beis HaPras is today Voichin. Voicha means to cry. This is a place that's actually far from the Beis HaKvaris, says the Batanuritz, Makam Rochuk mi Beis HaKvaris. But they gather there, they put the mita down over there, and they cry there. And afterwards, they bring the mita to be buried. Now, there's no chashash tum in this field. The mita was put down, it was taken away. The reason we're calling it a Beis HaPras is because it has some similar halachos to the Beis HaPras. Stay boichen, zok the Mishnah, loy nitas. Don't plant trees there. Veloy nizras. We don't plant zroyim over there. Why not? Even if the Baalim never intended that this part of the field should be a place where people gather to cry over the mita, by now they probably gave up ever using it again for their own purpose. It has din of a meitzer shechziku barabim. There's a area where the rabbim already has a chazaka on it. You're supposed to leave it intact. You can't be mekalkel it. A meitzer shechziku barabim, if you remember the sugis in Bava Basra, let's say there's a path that the rabbim uses to pass through. Once the rabbim has a chazaka on it, even the Baalim aren't supposed to plant trees or zeroyim over there, because the rabbim is using it for a certain purpose. So here we're saying don't plant. So although we're saying over here that you shouldn't plant not trees and not zeroyim, but it's really not because of the halachas that pertain to tuma. It's more above a basradika halacha. It's a meitzer shechzika by rabbim. Once the rabbim is using it for a certain purpose, we don't want you to get in their way. Now this is only if it was nesiyishu mimenu habailam. The Baalim gave up hope of ever getting this back. But if people decide to take someone else's field and say, well, you know, this looks like a good place to turn it into a stei boichem, and the Baalim scream, no, I don't let, they don't get their stei boichem. It stays a field. It's soil is tahar, the earth is tahar. There's no caver here. The oisin mimena tanurim lakodesh. So much so that if you wanted to take offer from this field and you wanted to use it to make an oven to cook basar kodesh in it, you can't. With the first two beis haprasos, we plows over a kever or a sada sha'avad bekever, you cannot take the earth and use it for an oven that's going to be used for hegdesh. Okay, now we go to a different part of the Mishnah. Zakta batanura, until this part in the Mishnah, we were talking about the stei boichem. From this point on, we're going back to the first type of beis hapras, a sada, where he plowed over the caver. Zakta Mishnah, umaydim beishami beisil, the beishami and the beisil would be maida, shebaitkim le'oisei pesach. Let's say a person went to shecht his carbon pesach, and we say, how did you go? Here, I'll show you exactly how I went. Here was my route. You know, you walked over a Beis HaPras. And he goes, oi, what am I going to do now? I have to shecht my carbon Pesach. So what we can do for him is we can make a special bedika on the offer. So see how that's done. And if we're going to check and we're not going to find an Etzem Kisa'ira, we give him the green light to continue and do his carbon Pesach. But the Ein Boitkin L'Truma. If a kohen is about to sit down to eat Truma, we say, you know, you just walked on a Beis HaPras. And he goes, oh, can you check it for me? We're not going to do this bedika. Why will we do it for the person who needs to be makir with his carbon pesach and not for the kayan who wants to eat trauma? If a person is not makir with a carbon pesach, there's a chi of karas. Even though, if we're not going to let him, because avachshash tam, he wouldn't be chi of karas, but we see how serious it is if you're not makir with a carbon pesach. So memela, you know what, we're going to be samich on a special bedika, being that tumas beis hapras is only midrabanon. Chazal did not want to block a carbon Pesach because of their gzeira. But if a kohen comes along and says, listen, I want to eat truma, but I walked over a Beis HaPras, can you check it for me to make sure there's no etzem kisayir over there? There's no emergency, he should eat truma. No, it's not going to say. You have a mitzvah if you eat truma, if a kohen eats truma. But to block an assay, initially it's a gefarlich. It's not like blocking him from being mak of a carbon Pesach, where be'etzem, for not bringing a carbon Pesach, there's a chi of karas. So we're going to say, Reb Kain, you want to eat truma, you don't have to be matar yourself, okay? Sorry. So everyone agrees, both Beshame, Beshil, to help a person be makiv a carbon Pesach, we can do a bedika. For a kain to eat truma, we're not going to rely on a bedika. We're going to say, sorry, you walked over a Beis HaPras, be matar yourself. The machloikis would be a nazir in regard to a nazir. A nazir that walked over a field where we plowed over a keber. So we don't know if this Nazir became Tamei with an Etzem Kisoira or not. If he did, his Naziris becomes Batal, he has to shave his hair, bring Kerbonis, and start again from the beginning. Well, Beshami Yarmim Baitkin, in order to protect him from having to do that, and for him to be able to continue his Naziris, we're going to do a Bedika on the field, and if we don't find an Etzem Kisoira, we'll say, Nazir, just continue your Naziris. Well, Beshil Yarmim Ein Baitkin, and the Beshil say no. Even if we were to do a Bedika, we're not going to find an Etzem Kisoira. We're going to say, sorry, Reb Nazir, you're going to have to shave your hair, bring these karbanis, and start your Naziris all the way from the beginning again. So it appears that the Beis Hillel are more machmir than the Beis Shammai. Some takas say that the Girsa should be the other way around. It's the Beis Shammai who say, ain boykin for the Nazir, and the Beis Hillel say boykin. But either way, one thing is clear. For the Karban Pesach, we for sure allow for a Bedika. Somebody comes panicking. I walked over to Beis Hapras. I have to bring my carbon pesach. What should we do? Relax. We're going to do a bedika. If we don't find an etzem kisari, you're okay. To eat truma, we're for sure not going to rely on the bedika. We're going to say, sorry, Reb Kayin. Go be mitar yourself. And for a nazir, there's a machloikis b'shamei v'sil, whether we do or we don't. Frek the Mishnah, keitzar hu baidek. Now, let me understand, how is this bedika done? For someone who's about to bring a carbon pesach, we do the bedika. According to some, even for a nazir, how do you do this bedika? Zak the Mishnah, maybe as a offer, we're going to bring the soft earth, shuyachal asita, you can move around. The nice l'tach kavara, we're going to put it in some type of a sifter, shenikavea, that its holes, dakim, are very small. We have to make sure that if there's a bone the size of a barley, which is not very big, it shouldn't get through. Umemach, then you're going to take any clod of earth that stayed in the sifter, that didn't go through the holes, and you'll crumble it with your fingers. Im nimtza sham etzem kisa'ira, if he finds over there a piece of bone the size of a sa'ira, size of a barley corn, then it's tamei. Meaning this person that wants to bring his carbon pesach, we're going to say sorry. But if that earth is clean, then the din is tar. So at least at the beginning of our Mishnah, we learned about a third type of beis pras called stei baichen, literally a field of crying. It's where they put the mita down and they cry. Not supposed to plant there. Not trees, not any type of produce. This is designated for this purpose. And like we explained, once it becomes a meitzer, shechziku by rabim, the rabim use it for a certain purpose. Even the balabas cannot wake up one day and say, well, it's my field, I changed my mind. I want to plant over here. Unless he never gave up his rights on the field. In other words, unless he was meicha to start with. We're talking about where he gave up hope. But the actual earth is tar. There's no mess in the earth. You can even use that earth for ovens that are going to be used for Hegdish. Then we said like this. Somebody comes to do his carbon pesach. Another person comes running. How did you get here? What route did you take? You went through a beis pras. Here we're talking about the first types of beis pras. So we can do a special bedika for him. We will not do that for a kohen who wants to eat truma. Even though it's an aseit truma, but there's no emergency. On the other hand, the carbon pesach, someone doesn't bring a carbon pesach, there's a chi of karis if he was amazing. What about for a nazir? He wants to know if he became tamei. He has to start his naziris all over again. So that's a machlekes b'shamei v'sillel. And how do you do this bedika? Any soft earth you take, and you put it into a sifter with thin holes. So now we know anything that stayed on top could possibly have an etzem kisarda. What came through did not. We take the earth on top, and we kind of crumble it with our fingers. If it's clean, we say that the one who wants to do the Karban Pesach is good to go, and to, going to some shitas, will do the same for a Nazir as well. If you learned Masechtas Pesachim, if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah, or you can listen. If you learned Masechtas Pesachim, then maybe you can have a kasha, because in Masechtas Pesachim, we learned for someone that wants to do a Karban Pesach, and he has to get through a Beis HaPras, we tell him to do something else altogether, to blow. Blow at the soft earth, and see if there's a bone there. As he's walking along, he blows on the earth, and he looks to see if there's a bone there. That's what the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim. And here we have a whole different kind of a bedika. So some say there the Gemara is talking about someone who asks us a shayla. I have to get to Yerushalayim. This is my way. What should I do? It's a beis pras. So we give him this system of blowing. Exactly how it works. That's the sugya Masechtas Pesachim. In our Mishnah here in Masechtas Olos, we're talking about someone that went already. He crossed it already. He says, okay, what should I do? I walked over the Beis HaPras. Can I be makir of my carbon pesach or not? So here we have this kind of a bedika. Then there are Rishonim, they learn Pshat in our Mishnah, not like the Bat Tanura does. They learn that when our Mishnah says Ketzad Hubaidek, our Mishnah is not talking about someone who already walked on the field and we want to know if he can bring his carbon Pesach. We're saying something else altogether. We're talking about different ways, and we'll see more about this in the next Mishnah, of how you can be Metaher Abesa Pras. It's not a shayla about someone going to bring his carbon Pesach. With that, you do the blowing system. Here we're talking about something else. I have a Beis HaPras, I want to be Metaher. What is the process? Process is you have to take the soft earth and put it through a sifter.